Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I hope all of you are having a fantastic Tuesday, wherever you may be across this great country or this great land. We have got a lot to dive into. And right off the top, I want to tell you about my friends at Farmfolio. These guys are the presenting sponsors of the Outkick Tailgate Show. I hung out with them inside of the press box, not the press box, but the suite that they have an ownership stake in. And I got to tell you, in a significant fashion, they are helping to protect you from all of the chaos that's going on right now with inflation at basically a high for your lives, most of us, with the stock market at all-time highs, with the Biden administration preparing potentially the largest tax increase of all time. You've got to figure out a way to protect your assets. And you know what my grandfather did years and years ago? Eighth grade education, worked at DuPont his entire life. He retired to West Tennessee and he had a farm. And he got 700 acres between Linden and Hohenwald, for those of you out there, as a hedge against inflation in the late 1960s. And as Jimmy Carter came into power and inflation took off, he had a huge farm to help balance out his assets. Now, he didn't have a ton of money, not by any traditional sense of the word, because he's an eighth grade dropout who had worked hard his entire life, but he had a great deal of common sense. And so he said, farmland is a great hedge against inflation, and this is the same thing that Farmfolio is doing. I'm going to invest with these guys. I encourage you to invest with these guys as well. Farmfolio.net/clay. Do your own research. Check and see if it makes sense for you. But what you should know is inflation's rising. Stocks are about to get to their all-time high. Maybe they're going to pull back a decent amount. Taxes are going way up. Protect your assets now by buying your own piece of farmland today. Check out what they're doing, their business, at farmfolio.net/clay. That's F-A-R-M, folio, F-O-L-I-O.net. And check out using my name, Clay, farmfolio.net/clay, to learn more about farmland ownership. Contact Farmfolio. Farmfolio.net/clay, farmfolio.net/clay. Let's talk about Urban Meyer. You guys know, I have been typically as much of a criticizer of Urban Meyer as anyone in the media. In fact, I bet if you asked Urban Meyer and his family, what media member has attacked you the most over the last several years, over the last decade, while he was at Florida, while he was at Ohio State, I certainly have been a critic of Urban Meyer. That's because I frequently believe that Urban Meyer gets caught in lies. He tells a lie. He expects to be able to get away with it. It started at Florida when he was arguing we're only going to recruit the top 1% of 1%, and then everybody consistently kept getting arrested, and he was always holier than thou. It continued at Ohio State. I have to say something that may shock many of you. I think Urban Meyer, for the video that went viral from inside of a bar, I think Urban Meyer is being attacked more aggressively than probably he deserves. Now look, I'm not of the belief that Urban Meyer is a saint. You guys all know that. But the NFL is filled with players and coaches who are not saints, right? That's why the personal conduct policy exists. And what we often have a difficult time doing is distinguishing between things that happen which we may not like and things that happen that are criminal in nature. And very often, we end up criticizing people heavily for things like what Urban Meyer did. And meanwhile, Deshaun Watson is eligible to play. And I just want to frame this for you. Deshaun Watson is accused of sexually assaulting 24 different women. There is an ongoing criminal investigation across multi-states that is examining his behavior. There may well be a grand jury impaneled in Harris County in Houston in the near future. And not only is Deshaun Watson eligible to play, many teams are talking about trading for him. That's despite the fact that 24 different women have accused him of either civil or criminal sexual assault. Meanwhile, Urban Meyer is in a bar. A what appears to be good-looking blonde comes up and grinds on him while he is sitting on a stool, and everybody is out for blood for Urban Meyer. Now, I want to break this down for you, and I wrote about this some in the anonymous mailbag, but I would encourage you to check it out. All right, in the grand scheme of things, while everybody is focusing on Urban Meyer inside of this bar, I think this illuminates one of the major issues associated with social media in our country today. And that flaw is this. No one's even talking about the girl, all right? The girl knows that Urban Meyer is married. She makes the decision to go up and grind on Urban Meyer in a public setting of her own volition. I don't know who the girl is. Everybody just completely forgets about her, all right? Second part of this. We live in an era where it's considered to be normal to pull out your phone and try to catch somebody misbehaving in an effort to film them without their consent and have something go viral. Now, you can say Urban Meyer should be smarter and should be aware of this. I had conversations about this with everybody on the OutKick College Tour. Hey, there's always going to be somebody with a camera in every bar that we're in every restaurant that we're in. Presume that everything you do is going to end up on social media. This is something I've had to get used to as I'm a D or F list celebrity or whatever you want to call it. This is something that many different people out there who are in the public eye have to get used to. Doesn't mean I think it's right, okay? So whoever taped this has it go viral. And then on top of that, you have all these people who decide that they're going to tag Shelley Meyer, Urban Meyer's wife, or the Jacksonville Jaguars. And some people are arguing Urban Meyer needs to be fired now over sitting on a bar stool and having a blonde girl grind on him. Where Urban Meyer's hands are, I'm not even getting into that. I haven't Zapruder style examined all the films. I haven't looked at the Grassy Knoll video. I haven't analyzed it all from a variety of different perspectives. I'm just talking about, in the grand scheme of things, is what Urban Meyer did that bad relative to what most people consider to be serious misconduct in an NFL circumstance? No, I don't think it is, okay? Also, the difference between how people behave on social media and in real life is massive. In a pre-internet cell phone era, nobody would have tracked down Shelley Meyer, and nobody would have tracked down the Jacksonville Jaguars and said, you know what I saw Urban Meyer doing? He was getting grinded on by a good-looking girl, and it was really inappropriate, and I think you should know about it. Yet thousands of people see this video, and they immediately want to tag Urban Meyer's wife and the Jags. Now, look, if I'm Urban Meyer's wife, Shelley, I'm sure that he got the business at home in a really negative way. I'm sure she let him have it over his behavior, right? And I'm sure because he's Urban Meyer, rather than just tell the entire truth, Urban has this tendency, and he has throughout his entire career, to tell part of the truth and lie, right? He tries to protect himself by only telling a part of the story instead of just telling everything, and then he behaves holier than thou. But this idea that he could lose his job based on what we know now over this situation seems to me to be utterly insane, and I say that as someone who is not a fan of Urban Meyer and has consistently criticized him. I think the criticism surrounding Urban Meyer right now is over the top relative to what the video showed him doing. If his wife is mad at him, I understand it, but the idea that somehow that video would make him not qualified to be an NFL head coach is crazy. Now, if he were 4-0 instead of 0-4, I think people would be like, oh, look at Urban Meyer out there celebrating. And this may be the flaw that Urban has not recognized yet. At Florida and at Ohio State, he won so often that people were willing to forgive his lies, and all of the things that were going on off the field. The lesson that Urban Meyer has taken as a head coach is, if you win, everything else is secondary. And so far, that has been true. But now he's not winning, and he may be lying. While I don't think this should be a major issue for Urban Meyer going forward, I am not surprised that he is potentially obfuscating, lying, trying to skirt responsibility going forward. So I do think this is an overblown situation. Maybe that's the wrong phrase. But I don't think in the grand scheme of things that Urban Meyer's job should be in doubt here. Again, the girl, nobody, I don't know who she is. I'd be interested to know what her story is. Who filmed this? Why did they film it? I kind of think that oftentimes what happens in a bar is everybody gets drunk. And then this girl was like, oh, there's Urban Meyer. I'm going to go grind on him. Why don't you film me while I go grind on him? This will be really funny. I hate Michigan. I'm so glad he beat Ohio State. I'll go grind on him. We'll celebrate. What happened here? And was Urban Meyer drunk? I think probably so, which is why he was sitting on the stool and he's basically just not moving at all. I'd love to know the full story here and also see the larger context of the video, because everybody judges the video based on the 30 seconds that we see and not the 20 minutes that might surround it on either side. Maybe Urban Meyer said, hey, I'm married, thanks, but no thanks, and eventually turned away from her. We don't know. We only saw that small portion of the video. By the way, you always have to assume that you're being videoed, and that goes for everybody, by the way. Everybody, whether you're a famous person or not famous at all, if you're in a public place now, we've seen all these videos going viral. I think you have to presume that whatever you are doing is going to go public. I tell my guys all the time, my girls, the people who work at OutKick, my own kids, hey, got to keep your head on a swivel and assume that you are being filmed any public place where you are on a day-to-day basis. I want to give you my NFL top five, my bottom five. But before I tell you my top five and my bottom five, I want to tell you all about my X chair that I am sitting in right now. You know, this is the most comfortable chair anywhere. You know what I did yesterday? Let me give you a sense for how much work I did yesterday in terms of media. I did my show, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. I did Candace Owens' show, which is going to be out tonight. I did Sean Hannity's show. I took my kids to WWE Raw, and I wrote and managed OutKick, all that on a Monday. What have I done so far on a Tuesday? I'm going to be on Fox News later tonight, did my radio show. I'm doing this show right now, and I wrote the anonymous mailbag this morning. All of that. By the way, yesterday I also did the Todd Furman gambling show. What I'm pointing out here is I work a lot, and the chair you're in can matter a big difference. You know, the other day somebody told me, hey, do you know the difference between when you're old and when you're young? When you're old, you go to bed feeling great and wake up feeling like crap. And I was like, you know what? I can kind of see that. That's not a bad argument, because if you think about it, that makes total logical sense, because a lot of people are not in comfortable chairs all day long, and that's why I enjoy sitting in the X chair, especially with the LMAX massage and temperature regulation. Exclusively designed and made for X chair. Once you feel the customized support of X-Chair's patented dynamic variable lumbar, your back will never be happy in any other chair again, and you can sign up for it right now at xchairclay.com. That's the letter X, chair, C-L-A-Y.com, $100 off your order. X-Chair has a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort. You can get hooked up today by getting out and making sure that you're at xchairclay.com. All right, NFL top five. These are the five best teams in the NFL as we currently speak. The Cardinals, the only 4-0 team, I believe, in the entirety of the NFL. I watched them dismantle my Titans week one of the season. They dominated the Rams in week four. They're in first place in the most difficult division in all of football. Best team in the NFL right now is the Arizona Cardinals. And by the way, Kyler Murray may well be the MVP of the NFL so far. How good does Cliff Kingsbury look, by the way, for making the decision to trade and draft up for Kyler Murray? Sorry, to draft Kyler Murray and move on from Josh Rosen. Second best team, Buffalo Bills. Best team in the AFC right now. Best quarterback in the AFC. I really do believe, is the Bills. Third best team right now. I've got the Rams in the third best spot. I've got the Bucks in the fourth best spot. And I have got the LA Chargers in, coming off of their win over the Raiders last night. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs right before that. Five best teams in the NFL. The OutKick top five. Been doing this for years now. The Cardinals, the Bills, the Rams, the Bucks, and the Chargers. The list of sadness. The five worst teams in the NFL right now. And everybody's got a win almost, except for Urban Meyer's Jags and the Lions. I've got the Giants as the 28th best team. Got a big win in overtime over the Saints. I've got the Jets as the 29th best team. I think they beat the Titans. Not 100% sure. It may have happened in overtime. Titans may have missed a field goal at the end. I've already wiped it out of my brain. I've got the Steelers at the 30th best team. The Lions at 31. And the Jags, Urban Meyer's Jags, as the worst team in the NFL right now. I want to thank everybody out there at the WWE. I don't know how many of you saw last night or saw my video putting it out. I was at Raw last night with my boys. We had an incredible time. My wife also went. WWE Raw was in Nashville. Phenomenal time. We had ringside seats. My wife is a longtime WWE fan. Went to WrestleMania 3 in Detroit back in the day in the Pontiac Silverdome. Tremendous fun. Great experience. We got on television. Appreciate everybody at the WWE for making that happen. And we had a phenomenal time. You never know when the Travis family might appear on television. That was outstanding. By the way, Sage Steele, now under fire, been suspended for her political comments. Also, did not want to get the COVID vaccine and has now tested positive for COVID. All of this is symptomatic of the craziness that I have been talking about a great deal, particularly as it pertains to COVID mandates and the number of breakthrough infections that we get on a regular basis now. The COVID vaccine wanes in effectiveness after 4 or 5 months. That's why there are boosters necessary. And that's why I've been arguing with many different people out there about the protocols that are put in place as it pertains to COVID. Now, Sage Steele in particular, I like Sage. She's a friend of mine. I'm not surprised that her conservative opinions, which she seems more and more comfortable sharing, are not that widely accepted inside of ESPN. And I'm not surprised that when she says things that are contrary to the prevailing media narrative, that there are attacks foisted upon her. But I think that ESPN has sent a consistent example that you are allowed to say all sorts of liberal things without any criticisms whatsoever, but as soon as you say anything conservative, ESPN decides that they are going to suspend you. Look at all of the things that Maria Taylor said on the air. Look at all of the things that Jalen Rose has said on the air. Look at all of the things that a guy like Max Kellerman has said. There are many different extreme liberals at ESPN, and by and large, they can say whatever they want to say with limited to no consequence. And then you look at what happens when conservatives speak out in any kind of way. Typically, the treatment is very different. Now, I'm a long-term believer in content-neutral policies, okay? If you want to set a policy in place, then it has to be even-handed. And no matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, gay, straight, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, everybody has to be treated the same under a policy. That's where ESPN has typically failed. I'm curious whether they're going to be able to apply it here, if any kind of consistency. Mark Cuban. I don't know how many of you saw me arguing on Twitter with Mark Cuban recently. Look, Dallas Mavericks owner. I think Mark Cuban's very smart. He's obviously become a billionaire based on his business savvy. And I respect anybody who is able to make that kind of success, to generate that kind of wealth, to build those kind of businesses. I think that's everything that America should embrace. But Mark Cuban's policies seem to me to be mostly cosmetic theater as it pertains to whether or not you're able to go see the Dallas Mavericks play. You either have to have the COVID vaccine or you have to have a negative test. What I have been fighting, arguing, probably the better word, with Mark Cuban about is, what about natural immunity? Why would you not apply a natural immunity standard here for anybody who's recovered from COVID and has proof that they have had antibodies from a recovery from COVID? To me, what Cuban is selling to his Dallas Mavericks fan base is the illusion of safety and also of virtue while providing neither. This is significant because people who have the COVID vaccine can still spread the COVID virus widely. If there was going to be a policy where everyone had to have a negative COVID test, I would understand it. Wouldn't necessarily agree with it because I don't believe in COVID vaccine mandates in order to attend any venues. I don't believe in COVID vaccine mandates, period. I don't believe needing to get negative tests makes sense going forward now. I reject that idea. And most sports fans reject that idea as well. Heck, Jerry Jones has got a full stadium of Cowboy fans in the same city, the Dallas area, as Mark Cuban does. And that field is indoors, and there have been no issues. Indeed, Dr. Fauci said that COVID was going to feast on college football and NFL fans. And what we have said seen happen instead is the overall number of infections have plummeted to a massive degree since college football and the NFL started. So what I've continued to press Mark Cuban on is, hey, why not be at least somewhat nuanced and intelligent associated with your policy? Allow anyone who has COVID antibody tests, that has recovered from COVID, that has natural immunity into your arena, also anybody who's vaccinated or anybody with a negative test. Just add one more category. I think that would make sense. So far, Mark Cuban has refused to make that choice, even though I have requested that he do so. And I think that would at least be a policy that would make some level of sense going forward. Before we discuss Senator Sinema in Arizona and confrontations in bathroom being, as Joe Biden said, part of the process, which is crazy, I want to tell you about my 8 Sleep Pod Pro cover. You ever heard people sleep best at 68 degrees? Turns out that's not true. Sometimes during the night, you might sleep the best at 55 degrees. Sometimes you might sleep the best at 110 degrees. Turns out your body heats and cools itself all night long, and the perfect sleeping temperature is different. That's why you need the Pod Pro by 8 Sleep. It's the most advanced solution on the market, allows both you and whoever is sleeping in the bed with you to have different temperatures that are the optimal sleeping environment for you. The Pod Pro adjusts based on your sleep stages, biometrics, bedroom temperature. It reacts intelligently to create the optimal sleeping environment. As a result, 8 Sleep users fall asleep 32% faster, reduce their sleep interruptions by 40%, and get overall more restful sleep. It's so popular, CEOs, pro athletes, overall high performers like your boy here are using it. Good sleep is the ultimate game changer. You can sign up at 8sleep.com/outkick. That is EIGHT, 8 spelled out, 8sleep.com/outkick to check out the Pod Pro and save $150 at checkout. 8sleep.com, $150 off if you use the code OUTKICK. All right, going to finish off the show today with this topic. I don't know how many of you saw the viral video of Senator Kyrsten Sinema being chased into the bathroom at Arizona State University, where she has been teaching for 19 years, and saw her being confronted there by illegal immigrants, basically, who are arguing that she should be behaving in a certain way as it pertains to citizenship, even though they don't really understand the political process, and Senator Sinema is not holding up the idea of 8 million undocumented people becoming documented. The Senate parliamentarian has said that isn't allowed in the Democrats' budget reconciliation bill. But Kyrsten Sinema, out of Arizona, is a Democratic senator, and she was confronted in the bathroom And Joe Biden said he didn't agree with it, but that that was part of the process. And I got to fundamentally reject what President Biden said. Regardless of your politics, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Black, White, Asian, and Hispanic. In fact, what I've been arguing for is just abandon political contemplation. And anytime there's a new story that emerges, just consider this question. Is it sane or is it insane? And don't consider the politics associated with it. So I want you to think about this. If your mom, if your grandma, if your sister, if your daughter went into the bathroom, would you think it was appropriate for anyone to take a camera into the bathroom behind them and film while they were in the stall going to the bathroom? I can't imagine that hardly anyone out there, regardless of politics, which is why I'm saying take it away, would believe that that behavior was appropriate. In fact, I think that should be charged with a crime because you shouldn't be filming people in the bathroom, period. And indeed, if you watch that video, there are other random people that were just using that bathroom that come out and suddenly find themselves on camera, even though they aren't the senator, okay? So this behavior, and since then, Senator Sinema has also been lectured on an airplane. This behavior is easy to condemn. And Joe Biden should have condemned it in no uncertain terms. He should have said, look, we can agree or disagree on a political situation, but it is not part of the process to confront people in their private lives, certainly not in places with high degrees of expectations of privacy, such as the bathroom, and lecture them about your own particular political belief. That is 100% unacceptable. And any DA worth his or her salt would look into whether or not there might be criminal charges justified based on that behavior. Because the precedent that you set is wildly important as the president of the United States. And if you don't condemn that kind of behavior, then it will become, as it already has been, thanks to Congressman Maxine Waters a couple of years ago, will become more and more commonplace and will continue to descend more and more into a dangerous position where no one is allowed any reasonable expectation of privacy, regardless of their politics. I don't know how much I would agree with Senator Sinema on. She's a Democratic senator from Arizona. But I know that I agree she deserves personal space, respect, and privacy in the bathroom of all places. And so I think the president totally botched his response there. Remember, Joe Biden ran on the idea of restoring decency to America. He had a layup of a question. If I were president of the United States, this exact same scenario had played out. Here's what I would have said without really any prep at all. I saw the video. It was 100% inappropriate. Every senator deserves a reasonable expectation of privacy, Democrat or Republican. I believe that the people who followed Senator Sinema deserve to be condemned for their behavior. They made a poor choice, and I think there should be an investigation to see whether or not they broke the law by filming in a bathroom at Arizona State, and potentially, if the DA determines that it's justified, charges should be brought in that case. I would encourage anyone, Democrat, Republican, Independent, who has a disagreement with a political figure to be respectful, to practice civility, and to not engage in that kind of behavior. Simple, easy answer. Joe Biden couldn't manage it, even though he knew that question was definitely going to be asked of him. I think it's yet another failure of the Biden presidency. All right, I love all of you. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP, I'll be live on Fox Bet Live here in 1 hour and a half. I appreciate all of you, and we are continuing to roll here on OutKick. This has been OutKick, the show.